Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone, as we gather on this summer June Sunday. Welcome. Good to have you here, and wonderful to greet those of you who may be watching online. It's great to be the people of God gathering in this moment of worship. As we gather today, we are reminded that this is Pride Month across our nation, and we give thanks to all those who are working in the community for all the awareness and all that's needed in the field of LGBTQ, AI, care and support. And I know Pride Fest is going on in Des Moines this weekend, and remember all the folks who are gathering there. Another announcement I would share is about the garage sale. Now, I'm the newbie here in this community, and I just cannot believe all the wonderful treasures that have been brought in for the garage sale. And I want, on behalf of the youth, to thank you for your support of it, not only in bringing treasures, but returning this next weekend to just see what might need a place in your home. I know we owe just major thanks to Betsy and to Hannah for helping to organize and to work with our youth. And, you know, I've just been here, you know, almost 2 weeks now, but I love the youth, and I hope you love the youth, and we'll support and encourage and do what we can to help them grow in their faith and support their ministries. But if you are here this next weekend and you see Hannah and Betsy, just give them a great round of support for what they're doing. And if in the coming week you see like an email blast requesting your help, please be quick to respond, because it is a major project. I did not, since I'm new, I really didn't know about all of it. So I thought it was all last weekend. So I was like in a major panic when I saw all the treasures coming in and it all being displayed. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, you know. And I was here like Thursday night, waiting for people to show up, and then I read everything a little closer that it was this coming week. So again, just come and just see what's going to be there on sale. I know we have at least one announcement, a couple of announcements. Come on up, Terry.
Good morning. My name is Terry Potter, and I'm here, as I usually am every month around this time, to let you know that this is the third Saturday coming up, this next Saturday, and that will be our turn at Food at First. So if you can be there to cook, we start at around 9:30, and cleanup and serving is between 11 and 1-ish. So thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Eric has an announcement for us.
Good morning. I'm Eric Abbott, moderator of our congregation, and I wanted to mention something that is in the current newsletter that went out, and that is that we're now accepting nominations, people you think would be good to serve on our search committee for a permanent settled pastor. We now have Pastor Fred as our interim, thank goodness, and we're looking down the line at a process that takes some time. And we're looking for nominations for people who would represent us. So you can route those nominations to me. Some of you already have. Thank you very much. Or any member of the executive board. You know, do this over the next couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Other announcements? Oh, then let's gather all that we are and all who we are in bringing to this time of worship. Let us center ourselves as we hear the ringing of the bell. If you're able to stand, I invite you to do so as we share in the call to worship. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, O God, here we gather at the crossroads of busyness and rest, of judgment and mercy, of conflict and peace, of wants and needs. Enable us to slow, to stop, to stand, and hear your wisdom speak to us again of the beauty of the earth, of the gift that is each of us gathered here, of the joy you bring. Here, O God, meet us. Together we pray, Creator of life, wisdom from the beginning of the world, Spirit that delights in truth, be present with us today. Deepen our capacity to listen for the voice that invites us into greater understanding of who we are and guides us into all the fullness of life. With peace that disturbs us and our apathy, and gives us a hope that opens our creativity. Put in us a love that delights in the whole world. Amen. You may be seated. And let's begin this time of prayer by listening. By listening to the sounds around us. Let us listen for the world outside this worship space. Let us listen for the world within this worship space. Let us listen for the inside world of your own self. Settle into this gift moment of silence. Loving God, we do not always remember who we are or whose we are. We seek your wisdom in the wrong places. We miss her voice in the world's noise. And when we do not hear her voice, we so often turn away. We forget to celebrate the simple joy of being as we stew and fret over our dealings and doings. We forget your delight in your creation and instead focus our energies on undoing it. Forgive our narrow vision, our distracted focus, and our forgetfulness. Oh, enable us to remember your grace, your joy, and your clear call to love and service. Amen. My friends, we forget, but God remembers. God remembers God's covenant and promises to be with us always, to love us always. As the words form in our minds, God hears our confession, and we know ourselves as forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Although I see we have no children today, let us still rejoice and sing a chorus of Holly, Holly. You can stand as we sing. Let's turn and exchange our signs of welcome, our peace, our happiness to be here this day. Oh, and let us come back together as we prepare to hear God's voice speaking to us through the scriptures. This morning, I had written this piece for a couple of our youth to share, but they were called to another place today. So please open your hearts and minds to the hearing of this God's word as it speaks to all of us and as it speaks to each one of us, as Kim and Pat share this parallel reading between Proverbs and the Psalms.
Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads in front of the town, beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live."
Great God, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
God created me at the beginning of God's work, the first of God's acts long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, and there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, and before the hills, I was brought forth. When God had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when God established the heavens, I was there. When God drew a circle on the face of the deep, and when God made firm the skies above, when God established the foundations of the deep, when God assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress God's commands, when God marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside God like a master worker.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them, yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fishes of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
And I was God's daily delight, rejoicing before God always, rejoicing in God's inhabited world, and delighting in the human race.
Great God, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
And let's just take this moment to reflect on those scripture passages. I especially meditate on where is the call of wisdom? Where is the voice of understanding? Where is the sense of delight? Hear now this lesson from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Okay, as I continue to get acquainted with you and you get acquainted with me, I want to be totally transparent. I know sometimes I feel like I need to hand out maps as to exactly where I'm going to be going with some sermons. In fact, it might be all of my sermons that you need a map. Now, I warn you that I can go from point A to B to C without always having very clear bridges. I have a friend who helped me laugh about all of this when I was engaged in a conversation with him in which I must have gone really quickly from A to Z. He spoke up and interpreted how that had happened. Sometimes I feel like I'm perhaps a Moses who needs an Aaron to help with interpretation. Maybe not a Moses, but certainly a funny guy who sometimes needs help in speaking his mind. So anyway, for today's sermon, here is a map. I'm going to start and I'm going to end with preaching briefly about two significant Christian doctrines or beliefs. And in the middle, I'm going to speak about suffering, just like the Apostle Paul does in many of his letters. And I'm going to speak about suffering and about our response to it. But first of all, a story. The minister gave his Sunday morning worship service as usual. But on this particular Sunday, the preacher had gone maybe a little too long. And at the door, while shaking hands, one man came through and said, "Oh, your sermon, Pastor, was simply wonderful. It was so invigorating and so refreshing." And of course, the minister broke out in a big smile, only to hear the man say, "I felt like a new man when I woke up." Oh, it's true. There is absolutely nothing more important, more basic, more real than God's love. God's love saves us. God's love keeps us going. All of us make mistakes. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But the good news preached in that New Testament is that God loves us just as we are. Just as we are, or as one hymn puts it, or as we may become. God's perfect love bears, believes, hopes, endures all things. God's love never ends, and there is nothing that can ever separate us from that great love. Amen. And with such a belief comes a peace that is so deep and so beyond comprehending that it's hard to put into words. This is what Paul is singing about here to the Romans and in many of his other letters. In this passage of Scripture, Paul is teaching of a justification that gives us peace with God. Justification, isn't that a good churchy word? Justification by faith is a foundational Christian doctrine. Do you know what's meant by justification? And anyone who has ever worked with remember those typewriters? or anyone who works with a word processor? You all know what it is to justify the margins. It means to make each line of printed words the same length so that the edge of the text is in line with the edge of the paper. It means to end up with like straight margins. Justification is alignment. There's a whole management theory that speaks of alignment. This is the idea that every single employee of an organization should so understand and feel a part of the mission of that organization that they all will be aligned to carry out their functions with the same end goal in mind. A classic story of alignment is about some members of Congress who were touring NASA right before the first human went into space to put their feet on the moon. And this group of Congress folks, they were deep within the building where the rocket was standing. Everything was like sparkling clean, and a custodian was busy cleaning. And the leader of the group asked the custodian what he was doing, hoping to learn something about the need for such impeccable cleanliness. And that janitor's quick reply was, "Well, I'm putting a person on the moon." Everyone at NASA knew what the goal was and how their own jobs helped to achieve that goal in some way. That's what alignment means. everyone moving in the same direction toward the same goal, aware of each individual contribution to the effort. How does that sound to you, UCC, here on the corner of 6th and Kellogg? Everyone moving in the same direction toward the same goal, aware of each individual contribution to the effort. That's what I believe justification means in the scripture from Romans. Through God's faith in us, we are constantly called by God to be aligned with God's purposes and goals and to be aware of our contribution toward the coming, the bringing in of God's kingdom. The good news is that on our own, no matter how religiously we work at it, we can't justify ourselves in the eyes of God. But it is God's faith in us that keeps calling us into alignment. And it is through this alignment with God that we have peace with God. Paul then goes about speaking on the subject of suffering. We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope, a hope that does not disappoint us. Love those words. I need to hear those words every day, a hope that doesn't disappoint us. In light of what Paul had just said about justification, these words then about suffering do make some sense. If he feels he is aligned with God and God's purposes, then all of the verbal attacks, all of the ridicule, all of the physical assaults, all of the arrests and jail time that Paul suffers, it's all worth it because he's working for God's reign upon this earth. The suffering brings him hope of sharing God's peace and glory. I really don't need to tell you that a lot of suffering goes on all around us every day. And much of the time, we don't notice it, or we block it from our awareness so that it won't weigh us any more down. Suffering happens. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's emotional. And most of the time it comes because of circumstances that bring it. Some suffering comes as a result of tragic accidents. Now my faith tells me God doesn't intend bad things to happen to good people. God doesn't cause accidents to happen. God is not a puppeteer who micromanages our daily lives. God allows us to make choices in this world. And with that freedom to make choices comes the possibility of making mistakes and accidents. Tragedies happen. And through all the suffering, God promises to be present with us, to love us, to be our comfort and our strength when such times arrive at our doorstep. God promises eternal love, eternal life, eternal joy. Now, what we do in response to suffering makes a big difference. Enduring suffering is one of the hardest things any person ever has to do. Whether it's physical or mental pain, suffering can certainly overwhelm one's whole life. It's hard to think about anything else. But first of all, in times of pain and suffering, I've learned to remember the promises of God. And honestly, in such desperate suffering moments, that really just may be the time to go and read the Bible even more in order to hear God's promises and the stories of God's healing love. It's important to talk to people who believe in God's presence and promise, and to pray for endurance, to keep on keeping on in spite of the pain. And another response to suffering is really to learn from it. I've never learned lessons as well as when I've said something or when I've done something that caused me to suffer for having said it or done it. The tough times opens the door to new learnings. Try your best to learn from the situations that cause suffering. And if suffering causes a door to close, then please do look for another one that might be open. Even if it feels like you have to cross the hallway of hell to open it. Look for another door to open, even if it feels like you're crossing the hallway of hell to get to it. And when you're suffering, at least for me, I have found, honestly, to try to help someone. There's so many stories of people with illnesses who, as they get weaker and weaker, reach out to help others with the same disease. Helping others give meaning and purpose to life. Now, I've not been with you, personally all that long, but I, through my years across the street, I've been watching. And as I've been here in the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to listen. And I'm so grateful that this congregation is full of people who really do want to make a difference, who really are all about trying to help others. I've been told about the crew of faithful people who give of their time and who offer this church up as a place for others to grieve, as they prepare and staff receptions after funerals, and as they also follow up with persons who are mourning in all those long days after so many others have left them. I have heard about the team of members called the Circle of Prayer who are praying for the welfare of other folks. There are members here who continue to step up and serve the hungry and the homeless through the Food at First. I've been told about our Caring Network ministry, that group that has several ministries reaching out to people who are going through illnesses and tough times. I'm aware that this congregation has a whole cadre of folks consistently giving and supporting the work of this church's missions and its social justice ministries. The list could probably go on and on. All of this helping is being done as a response to God's love for us. Now, in and on the Christian calendar today, it's Trinity Sunday. Belief in the Holy Trinity is another one of those major ones for the Christian faith. On this day, we recognize and we celebrate the three persons through whom God is revealed to us. Through God, the Maker, the Creator, who gives us life. Through Jesus Christ, who redeems us in divine love. And through the Holy Spirit who lives in us and who works through us, helping us to do more than we ever could imagine or think we could do. The love that we see in the Holy Trinity is the kind of love that sees us through and sees through us and loves us for being just as we are. It's unconditional. It's a love that doesn't push or prod or coerce or press. It's a love that allows room and space for us to move, to breathe, to grow. How can we talk about this kind of love? In some ways, this love that we see in the Trinity is, for at least for me, kind of like the story of Beauty and the Beast, where, you know, Beauty doesn't love the Beast because he's beautiful, but makes him beautiful by loving him. That's how God loves us. God doesn't justify us or make us right because we've earned it. God makes us right by loving us. It's by grace that we are set free. We live in the hope of God's promises of an ending love, this hope that does not disappoint us, as Paul reminds us in Romans. Hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. May that love we receive, may that love overflow from our hearts to all those around us, and then they will know we are Christians by our love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. My God has promised good to me, God's word my hope secures. God will my shield and portion be, as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise.
grace than when we first begun. Amen. And now we move into this time of praying for others, this time of prayers of the people. Are there prayer requests among us this day? If so, raise your hand and we'll bring a microphone to you. And I see Terry.
Hi, Terry Potter again. I just offer joy for those of us who made it last night to the march against gun violence. There were about 100 people that showed up at the bookstore for some talks and some very moving words from students facing their own fears. So thank you for everyone who was there, and enough is enough.
Thank you, Terry.
Hi, I'm Krista Anderson, and first I'd like to say today is Loving Day. And if y'all don't know what that is, Google it. But basically what it is was a young couple with the last name of Loving, a white man and a black woman, tried to get married in Virginia. And it was illegal. There were miscegenation laws then. People of different races could not marry one another. And Pastor Fred, your sermon today spoke to that. They went elsewhere to get married because the door was closed in Virginia, but they went across the hall of hell. They went all the way to the Supreme Court to be allowed to marry. So, like I say, if you haven't heard of Loving Day, look it up. But otherwise, prayers for Peter Wolf. He had his surgery this week, and he came home yesterday, and he has some healing to do. And also prayers for a friend of mine, Barb, in North Carolina. She also had neck surgery done this week. She had to wait quite a while because she was under treatment for cancer, and she needed to get through some of that treatment before they could treat the other. But anyway, it's a great day today.
Good morning, this is Jared Walter. And I just wanted to bring up some really praise things from yesterday. I was at Living History Farm, and they had a Juneteenth celebration there with some Iowa history and talk about snoils and snares and different dangers that they've come to through their history. But then the Corinthian Baptist Church from Des Moines was there. Their praise team had really brought down the house in the little country church there in the Living History Farm, and it was really inspiring day there. And I know next weekend is kind of more of the official Juneteenth holiday that they'll be celebrating up here at in Ames. And I'll be gone next weekend, and I'll be traveling to Illinois to visit my brother, and then also a couple things for work. But prayers for my brother, Jordan, who, when I had called this morning, was still in bed, and he's on some different medications again, and is kind of really struggling again with everything that he's going through. And then also my Uncle Chuck, this last week, had been taken to the hospital, and they were able to treat him just in time with a heart attack. And so he's was caught just in time and has suffered from kind of a long-term illness where he's had dialysis for a while and is kind of hanging on. So prayers for my family with those things.
Hello, I'm actually kind of new here, so bear with me here. I'm actually living in a homeless shelter at this point right now. I actually do have a job that I'm going to be starting next week. But I'm going to need some kind of prayers to help me find an apartment, like, real quick, because I only have 3 days in the shelter, and if I don't find something quick, I'm out on the street, job or not. So.
I just want, this is Jan Flora, and I just wanted to celebrate the presence of Gabriella, our daughter, who's here from Denver, and she's going to help us get ready to go to Cambodia next Sunday.
This is Barbara Fadley, and I have two prayers of Thanksgiving. I have been overjoyed with being with three granddaughters all last week, and now the last 4 days, we've had two grandsons at our house, and this is the first time the grandsons have been to our house in Ames since Christmas of 2019. Mm. And so the boys are discovering all of Grandma's toys again. So they're having a great time. And the other one is I saw Trudy Dirks yesterday. She is at home after her surgery and her rehab. She is in a brace, and she will be in that brace until she hopes she can get it off the end of June when she sees her surgeon. She says it's extremely hard to get comfortable in it, but she was in very good spirits. She's walking around. She's doing quite well. And so that's after her fall. I'm really happy.
Let us bring these prayers and those of our own hearts to God. O God of love, most holy, we first do give you thanks and praise for the beauty of this earth and for the joy of human love. We thank you for the joys of family reunions, for the joy of being with our loved ones in this summertime. We pray for our families. You, O God, know the needs that we have, and we lift those needs up to you as we pray for our families. And God, please, in some way, perhaps touch our family members in a way that they'll know that we're praying for them in this moment. Continue to bring about faithful growth and bring all of our loved ones to wholeness. God, we also give you thanks for those who do step up and stand with others, who bridge the gaps. We thank you for all those who marched against gun violence here in this community and around our nation. Continue to turn the hearts and minds of our legislative officials to be in line with the will of this nation and the ways of your justice and peace. Oh God, we thank you for those who took stands long ago for equal rights, no matter the color of a person's skin or who they love. Continue to strengthen and help all of us to be good witnesses of what we believe and how we can love in this world. We thank you for your healing power that is at work in individuals who have been through surgery and illnesses. We pray for Peter, and we pray for our friends, whether they be close here in Iowa or in our neighborhood or in other places like North Carolina. No matter where they are, oh God, be with those who are looking to you as the great physician. Touch them with your healing power. And we do know that there is suffering all around us. And we pray for our homeless friends and neighbors right here. We pray for them, and we would help and ask that you would guide us and guide them towards ways that would lead about a sense of real home and community for all of us. Help us to look and address the issues that bring about hunger and homelessness right under our own noses. Oh God, we again remember the Juneteenth celebrations that are happening now. Again, we confess the past ills, and we just pray that you are working to bring about a new day. So again, that all people, no matter who they are or where they are on this road of life, that all will feel cared for and supported and valued, just as you value them, O God. We lift this prayer and all the prayers in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now, as a grateful people, let us present ourselves and our gifts to God in this moment. In praise of God, let us stand and sing this hymn. is your faithfulness, O God, Creator. With you no shadow of turning we see. You do not change, your compassion shall fail not, as you have been forever will be. Great is your faithfulness, great is your faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to your great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is your faithfulness, great is your faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Sin and a peace thou enduring, your own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. And following this time of worship, I invite all of us to gather in the parlor for a time of refreshment and for renewing our relationships with each other. This is where strangers can become friends. And now, prepare to go out into this world. May you hear wisdom's voice. May you understand God's delight in all things. May you find God's peace. May you live God's joy and love this day and every day. Amen.